Welcome to the Mental Dietitian Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Lynch Potter, just a guy who's trying to live a great life and learn the best way to live it. This show is for the everyday human being that feels exactly how I feel, and every week I will bring you weekly episodes on how to get better mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and financially so you can have a great mental diet. Welcome to episode 14 of The Mental Dietitian. Today, the episode is just with me. And the title of this episode is, Are You Addicted to Your Emotions? And it's funny, I was trying to set up for this episode and my computer just would not work. This wouldn't work no matter what I did. It's just not working. I'm looking at it right now. It's still frozen. So I'm recording this on my phone and I just noticed some of the emotions that came up. Frustration, anger. And I was like, just little bits. And it's funny because I'm about to do an episode called Are You Addicted to Your Emotions? It's just funny. I just thought it was a little bit ironic. Don't you think? Anyway. I've really been thinking about this subject a lot lately because a lot of people are addicted to their emotions, and the emotions that I'm thinking of usually aren't the positive emotions. It'd be nice to be addicted to be happy and joyful. That'd be amazing, but most of the time it's fear, anxiety. They're the two that I've found that really people get addicted to. I can only really speak for myself and my experience of it, but most mornings I would wake up feeling fearful. And it usually, what I thought it was to do with money. But in reality, it was actually to do with other people. I would think about my clients in the morning and their money trauma issues, which is around purchasing a vehicle, was tied to my things that I have to work on, which is people pleasing. So it would wake me up in the morning because I didn't want to let anybody down, right? And it created an addiction to an emotion, and I couldn't, no matter what I did, I couldn't really figure out what was going on with it until I was able to really take a step back through tools like meditation. Meditation is a beautiful tool if you can do it. I mean, anybody can do it. You just got to sit there and handle the discomfort of it. I've spoke to a lot of people and be like, oh, I can't meditate. It's like, no, it's just so uncomfortable for you that you can't sit with the discomfort long enough to get the joy of it and get the real benefit of it. It's like, oh, my mind doesn't stop. It's like, it's exactly what I'm talking about. Your mind can get very addicted to certain emotions and certain patterns. And that's why it's so important to be like, just really sit there and just take a step back for a second. Stop scrolling on your phone. Stop watching TV. Stop doing all the things you normally do all the time. And really sit there and be like, what are these patterns? Or what are these feelings and these emotions that I feel all the time that I don't want to feel anymore? And some people aren't even at the point where they can even identify their emotions because they are shut off from them completely. And they might only feel certain emotions like rage or anger or frustration. And they won't feel the other emotions. But the question is, it's just like, well, do you want to continue feeling those emotions, or do you want to start tackling and start diving into it? Because step one of any addiction is realizing that you have an addiction. And people are like, well, why would I be addicted to anxiety? Why would I be addicted to fear? Because you've got some stuff, which is some wounds somewhere from your past that are creating that anxiety. And it's not always your fault what happened to you, but it's your responsibility as a human on this earth to fix it. For example, what do I mean by that sentence? It's not your fault that maybe you were physically or sexually abused, or that car crash happened, or that person died. But it is now your responsibility to heal and work on the effects of those events. Because if you don't, it'll just keep on causing these same patterns you have in your life. And that can be scary work to embark on. Scary, scary work. But I think realistically, it's the only work. It's the only work that I think is really, really worthwhile. That's a bold statement. Because I think if you can figure that out, then if you can figure out the internal world, then everything you project onto the external world changes. So, are you addicted to your emotions? How do you know you're addicted to your emotions? The same shit keeps happening internally and externally. Peter Crone says that life will keep repeating things to show you where you are not free. I think that's beautiful. And it does. It'll just keep, life will keep repeating lessons until you learn from it. You can even learn from a metaphor, like I'm talking about right now. You can learn by a 2x4. Your wife getting up and leaving. Your husband getting up and leaving. Losing a job. Friends saying they don't want to be friends with you anymore. That's a 2x4 to the head. That sucks, but sometimes that's the only way you have to learn. So, what does being addicted to your emotions mean? Like I said, it means that you keep stuff, the same stuff keeps on happening over and over and over again. You're like, man, why am I scared all the time? Why am I anxious all the time? And then people just say things, well, I've got anxiety. Why? Then their identity becomes a person that I am my label. I am this. I am my anxiety. No, no, no. Your anxiety is a cause. It's not a cause. It is an effect. Sorry. It is an effect from a cause. It is the fruit. What is the root? If there's a tree that is planted in unhealthy soil, a toxic soil, and it produces these beautiful looking fruit, are the fruits safe to eat, do you think? Or do you think that they're poisoned a little bit too? It's like some people's lives are amazing from the outside, but if everything you produce and everything that comes from is coming from an unhealed or wounded or toxic place, then it's got a timeline, in my opinion. And I don't want to live like that. And I think most people don't want to live like that. So it's your job as an adult to start handling your shit. And it's not easy. Nobody said it's going to be easy. But not enough people really take the time to sit there and be like, okay, I feel this certain way. I'm going to sit in it. I'm going to sit in the discomfort. And if you find yourself, it gets so bad that you can't just sit there and start asking these questions, then you need some professional help for sure. You definitely need some professional help. All addictions, whether or not it's addictions to drugs or gambling or women or whatever it may be, sometimes they need an external person to help. They need a professional, and I highly recommend you go and ask somebody. You start diving into that because you're worth it. A lot of people are like, oh, I can't afford it. So what you're saying is you're not worth the $100 an hour. You're not doing it for them. You're doing it for you. You're saying, oh, I'm not worth that money. You're this magnificent, beautiful being that is on this earth that can do this. You can literally spin your hand like that for you. Look at that, I can do this. For people who are listening, I am grabbing my forearm and spinning my wrist. Dogs can't do that. Dogs can't sit there and turn their palm upwards. Horses can't do that. That's one of the billion reasons why you're amazing and why you're incredible. And if you're saying things, well, I'm not worth that. That's what you're really saying. Well, I can't afford the the therapy, or I can't afford the professional help. But you can afford your $400-$500 a month car payment when the car is probably only going to last 10 to 15 years. You got you for the rest of your life. You are worth it. Figure out a way to make yourself worth it. And that is a perfect example of, I can't afford it. Well, maybe you're addicted to feeling that way. You're addicted to saying that I can't afford it, when you are worth it. So, yeah, I wanted to talk about this because I don't hear a lot of people talking about it, especially men. A lot of men have a really hard time expressing their emotions. They don't feel like it's safe. They've been taught in a society that it is weak, that it is feminine, but every man's journey is not to save the damsel in distress. I think every man's journey is to find the feminine within themselves and save that within themselves. Every man wants a beauty. Every man wants a woman to save and that beautiful woman to find. And I think before that happens, you need to find her within yourselves. And I've gone on a journey of discovering that where I'm not going to go into it today, but it's very interesting. And it's my journey, and some things I don't need to share on this podcast, because if I share certain things, it can lose its energy, and then it gives somebody the opportunity to project all over me. They start going, well, are you sure it's not that? Are you sure it's not this? And that's another thing about this journey of realizing that maybe you're addicted to your emotions. It's your journey. And you got to be real careful with who you share it with, because all their stuff could just intertwine with your stuff, especially if you're dealing with some stuff. So be real careful who you share this kind of stuff with. And if you really want to start embarking on this journey, I think step one is awareness, realizing that you have an addiction to a certain emotion. Step two is really asking why. Like, where does this come from? When was the first time I felt this? How often do I feel this? Asking yourselves questions as if you were a concerned friend, as if you were a concerned friend and your friend really cared about you and loved you, or you're a concerned parent. Hey, buddy, when did you first feel this? How often do you feel it? Does it stop you from doing anything in your life? And you can get a lot done right there. But if you really want to dive into the depths of it, you probably do need to go see somebody, a therapist, some kind of men or women's group, or even a co-ed group, or some kind of community. Whatever you decide to do, there's many ways, many paths to go down. But that is the work of your life, in my opinion. That is the work of your life, because what's the point of making all this money, having a nice car, or doing all of that, if you just got all these underlying things that cause suffering in your life? I'd rather go through my life peaceful and have this real tranquility and this beautiful inner world within myself, rather than doing what I've done for my entire adult life, which is be scared and fearful. I don't want to live like that anymore. I'm sure you don't either. So, hope this helps. Just wanted a short one just on the drive home, or when you're getting up in the morning, having some coffee or having some cacao like I'm having right now. Hope this helps. I know it will, because it's coming from a place that I've discovered within myself, and it's a place that you can discover within yourself also. So, love you all. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Mental Dietitian Podcast. If you found any value at all, please share this with a family member or a friend, or just a guy or a gal walking down the street, just anybody at all, if you feel like it could help them and benefit them from the conversations that we're having. It would mean the world to me if you could also leave a review. It helps grow the show. It helps the algorithms. And I also do love connecting with my listeners, so please reach out to me on social media. The best way to get a hold of me is through Instagram,
And my Instagram handle is Aaron Lynch Potter, and that's spelled AHRENLYNCHPOTTER. Thank you so much once again.